You're listening to New Technia. XAI is suing a Grok user over sexual deepfakes, raising a new question: who is responsible? XAI has taken the unusual step of suing a user it accuses of bypassing Grok's safeguards to generate non-consensual sexual deepfakes involving adults and minors. The case may establish a new enforcement path for AI companies, while intensifying scrutiny of why the system could allegedly be misused at scale. N.I.I. Company turns to the courts against a user. Elon Musk's XAI has filed a federal lawsuit in Texas against Terry Wayne Harwood, alleging that he deliberately bypassed Grok's safeguards to transform non-sexual photographs into explicit deepfakes without consent, including material involving minors. Harwood was separately arrested in South Carolina in February and faces criminal charges. The civil allegations have not yet been adjudicated. The 30-second summary. XAI has taken the unusual step of suing a user it accuses of bypassing Grok's safeguards to generate non-consensual sexual deepfakes involving adults and minors. The case may establish a new enforcement path for AI companies, while intensifying scrutiny of why the system could allegedly be misused at scale. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The lawsuit is among the first known cases in which an AI developer has sued one of its own users over harmful generated content. XAI seeks damages and a permanent order preventing Harwood from creating an account or using Grok. What XAI alleges. According to the complaint, Harwood uploaded photographs of adults and minors, attempted to circumvent safety controls, and used Grok to create or alter explicit imagery. XAI argues that this violated its terms, harmed real victims, and exposed the company to legal costs and reputational damage. The company says it suspended 52,222 accounts and filed 73,604 reports with the U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children during 2026, contributing to at least 244 arrests. Those figures come from XAI's filing and have not been independently audited in the public reporting. A new enforcement model. Online platforms traditionally remove accounts, report illegal content, and cooperate with police. Suing a user adds another layer. A company can seek an injunction, recover costs, and signal that violating safeguards may create direct civil liability. If courts accept that theory, other AI providers may follow. Contracts and terms of service could become enforcement tools against systematic abuse, especially when a user actively tries to defeat technical restrictions. Why the lawsuit does not settle platform responsibility. The case arrives after months of criticism that Grok's image tools and spicy mode made sexualized deepfakes unusually easy to generate. Other plaintiffs have sued XAI, alleging the service produced non-consensual images of women and minors. XAI disputes liability in those separate cases. Holding an abusive user responsible and examining product design are not mutually exclusive. Courts and regulators may ask whether safeguards were reasonably designed, how rapidly known bypasses were fixed, and whether the company anticipated predictable misuse when releasing powerful editing features. The victims cannot be reduced to a policy debate. Sexual deepfakes can cause enduring harm even when no physical act depicted in the image occurred. Copies may circulate indefinitely, and victims can face humiliation, harassment, and fear that viewers will treat fabricated material as real. Responsible coverage should avoid reproducing the images or describing victims unnecessarily. The public interest question is how systems prevent abuse, preserve evidence, report crimes, and help affected people obtain removal and legal support. What the case may clarify. The court could address whether violating an AI service's safeguards and contractual rules supports damages beyond account termination. It may also reveal technical details about how XAI detected the alleged activity and what controls were in place. But the lawsuit cannot answer the entire governance problem. Effective safety requires layered defenses, product restrictions, adversarial testing, rate limits, rapid reporting, victim remedies, and legal consequences for intentional abuse. XAI's action may become a precedent, but it will also keep attention fixed on the system the company built. Before we overstate the result, the case may establish a new enforcement path for AI companies, while intensifying scrutiny of why the system could allegedly be misused at scale. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.